It's an NBA minute on the Gary Sharp Show. The Nets. Well, we'll talk about them a little bit later. The Jazz and the Suns, they put on a show last night. In overtime, the Suns pulled away. Shout out to Chris Paul for wanting to give Donovan Mitchell a high five, dap him up after he missed a clutch free throw. Devin Booker was asked after the game about the MVP. He said he doesn't care about the MVP. He just wants to win. And I'm serious. This could be a Western Conference Finals preview. And the Nuggets are still rolling as they won against the Spurs yesterday. Those three teams, if I'm the Lakers and I'm the Clippers, I'm looking over my shoulder because these three teams are for real and they can take both of them in a seven-game series. I'm officially there. Speaking of the Lakers, it's looking like AD will return after the Lakers are done with their little road trip that they got going on. So that's about next week, about 7 days. LeBron will return at the end of the month, so they'll be fully healthy by the end of April going into the playoffs. And I will never understand how the Pacers can win a game with no Miles Turner, Sabonis, Brogdon, or Warren. Anthony Edwards was hot last night after that.
No, I can tell you how. Because the Timberwolves gave up 141 points. That's how.
To nobodies. Well, not nobody. Shout out to the Holiday Brothers. What is going on?
You have So Bryson DeChambeau is in the trees. Like, he's literally standing in the trees. We have to switch to...
I don't know if I have it.
Okay, I think we have to go to that TV, which gives us sound. See if you can bring that up.
Nothing.
Hold on. No. All right.
No.
So it looks like DeChambeau shanked a tee shot, and it actually is in the brush in the woods. The ball you cannot see. He says he's found it, and all they're showing is him kneeling, hunched over. Now they got rules officials. They got cameras zooming in to see if they can see a ball that is looks like it's embedded. He thinks he sees where it's at. But now he's like we all do. He's like kicking, which is probably everything that he's doing here is illegal.
Oh, come on, Caddy, help him out a little bit. Hold a branch.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, Popeye here is like ripping tree limbs down. He has found his ball. There it is.
There it is.
So it's just into the brush, but it's covered by trees. And he's going to try and chip it out of there. Well, this ought to be good. Oh, he did. He just popped it out. And it's... Is that on the green or the fairway? That was just a bad television angle.
Can he hold a branch for him? Is that illegal?
No. Okay. George, this is not like you and I playing at Miracle Hill. This is actually a really important tournament. This is not like the 1620 The Zone Kegger Open. Hey, just take a mulligan.
Oh, wow. That's good.
That would be great if, like, at majors they had mulligans.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. So back to what we were just got on to about the NCAA volleyball tournament next week. The first two rounds are going to be Nat Sound only. Here we go. This did not take very long. And I wondered during the break, I was talking to Channel 3 Sean, if this is an ESPN decision that they have decided to cut back. Kelly Sheffield, the Wisconsin coach, is doing a press conference right now. He has warned the NCAA that their decision not to have early NCAA volleyball matches with no announcers will blow up like poor weight facilities at the women's hoops. He has called the NCAA's decision lazy. The big around President's Day club tournament that's run at the CHI might have better coverage than the NCAA women's volleyball championships that are going to go on there next week. Oh, boy. That, you got some, I mean, John Cook spoke earlier today, so he wasn't aware of that. But some of these, you know, he's got the number one seed in the tournament, not afraid to speak his mind. The NCAA, a couple of, and this is, if it's not the NCAA's decision, they need to come out right away because they're the one that are front and center. They have at least taken the advice of the teams in state on what floor they should use, and they consulted Nebraska about weight facilities. So, like, Nebraska is in charge of the weight facilities. You're not going to see these shoddy pictures that you saw at the beginning of the women's tournament before the NCAA responded, because they said, hey, it might have been Nebraska reaching out, hey, what do we do here? But this is coverage. That sport wants more and more coverage, and when they're on air, they do well. I mean, the Final Four has gotten really good ratings on the ESPN platform for a while now. But this is not a bad look, and if you're just tuning in, just came out in the last 15 minutes that the first two rounds, the early rounds of the volleyball tournament next week, will not have play-by-play announcers or commentators. So you'll go still on to ESPN3 to watch Creighton and Morehead State, Nebraska, and who they will play after their bye. You'll get the Nat sound. You just won't get any play-by-play or telling stories of the different teams. Even baseball. Baseball, every game is available on a platform, and it has a play-by-play person and a color commentator. Basketball, same way. I believe men's and women's soccer, same way. Hockey, same way. And the Frozen Four, by the way, is beginning today in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Not a good look for the NCAA.
Perfect word to use, lazy. Perfect.
Not afraid to go there. Good, you're the number one seed. You're the number one seed in that tournament, and you're going after the NCAA. All right, we'll have more on Augusta tomorrow after a full round. Plus, 3 weeks from today is the NFL draft. Are we ready for the NFL draft? Do you wish it was today? That cottage industry where Justin Fields now will have a second pro day at Ohio State so that he can throw in front of the 49ers? Don't we want the draft just to be here? I mean, we've got three more weeks of things that are said by people that don't know these players and don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks and evaluate them off of pro day more than they evaluate them off of actually playing their position. But that's 3 weeks from today. All right, USC is going to come up here in a little bit. If you missed any of the program today, fun show. Kirsten Bernthal Booth. We missed the timing there. She would have had something to say. That's up on the Radio Replay page. Jacob Padilla, and then great conversation with Cam Chick from the Nebraska baseball team, who opens up this weekend in first place in the Big Ten against Maryland. You can find all of those on the Radio Replay page. Before we go, and we'll do this again tomorrow, if you've been listening all day or to any of our stations here at NRG, the St. Jude Radiothon is going on. It is brought to you by Azteca Family Restaurant, 20 years offering you the best Mexican food. St. Jude, as you may be aware of or just learning about, they're leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. Their mission, pretty clear. They're trying to find cures and save children. They're asking you to become a partner in hope today, because families never receive a bill from St. Jude. Treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all the family should worry about is helping their child live. But they would like you to become a partner in hope today, and all you have to do is call 1-800-330-9727. That's how you get involved with St. Jude. They're good friends of ours, and we hope you support them in kind. For George, I'm Gary. Also, a huge thanks to all of our artists on Local Music Thursday.
Good call.
If you'd like to be part of a Local Music Thursday, all you have to do is send a MP3 clip or a link to george@1620thezone.com, also with some background information. on who you are, how you got your name, anything else unique about you, or where else you will be performing in the near future, and we will pass that along. Tomorrow, WrestleMania.
Woo!
The two-day extravaganza on Saturday.
If you want a preview, NXT tonight. Only on Peacock, though. Night one last night was really, really good. Gary, when I tell you it's six straight days of just absolute nonstop wrestling, and it's going to be fantastic.
All right. Terry, enjoy your golf nap. It's the time of the year you perfect the Masters golf nap.
Have to.
Terry said, I'm getting ready for it. Then he said, what is nag sound? I said, nat sound.
You said nat.
It's just, you hear, you don't get any commentators. You basically get what we've gotten this year with our sports when there's no fans.
Bingo.
You just get the crowd mics turned up, and there's just nobody there commentating.
Mm-hmm. With volleyball, you'll at least get to cheer after every point of them coming together. That's about
I could round up enough play-by-play announcers and commentators in this state and find his facilities. Most of the people I would find would do it for free. Mm-hmm. We could do that.
And you could do that by 3 o'clock today.
I could.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy.
That's a big word for a head coach to use towards the NCAA.
It really is. But correct. This will blow up just like the weight room did.
Again, I don't know if it's an ESPN decision or an NCAA. Health protocols, they don't want a lot of people in there. That's fine. We've been doing remote for all year. You can find a place in this town to do remote. All right, USC's coming up next. For George, I'm Gary. We're back again tomorrow with a Friday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. That comes your way at 10. Great show. Everything is up on the radio replay page. Enjoy it and enjoy the rest of the opening day of the Masters from Augusta National. USC's next. We're back tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.